Welcome to the Industry Insights podcast from Altra Consultants. Altra is a leading independent enterprise software consulting firm serving the manufacturing and distribution industries. Hosted by Altra's Strategic Alliances Director, Michael Chesin, the Industry Insights podcast shares insights from today's top ERP providers in manufacturing and distribution. Here's your host, Michael Chesin.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining us for the first installment of our Industry Insights podcast. My name is Michael Chesin, Alliance Director with Altra Consultants. This podcast series will focus on bringing you industry-focused insights from today's top ERP providers. It's my pleasure to introduce you to Tim Harris, Vice President of Strategy and Solutions with Arbella Technologies. Tim has over 15 years of experience in ERP, CRM, and BI consulting. His experience ranges from building industry solutions for the postal industry, supply chain with SAP, to manufacturing, distribution, engineering, construction, and professional service solutions with Dynamics AX. Tim, thanks for joining us today. Can you tell us a little bit more about your experience and give our listeners a background on Arbella?
Absolutely. Thanks, Michael. Yeah, Arbella Technologies is a global consulting firm and a top-rated Microsoft Gold certified partner. We really empower organizations around the world to digitally transform and grow their businesses. And we offer strategic consulting and system implementation services based on the Microsoft software. And we do that really across ERP, CRM, field service, BI and analytics, app dev, and change management.
What are some of the common challenges with forecasting in industrial manufacturing today?
Yeah, absolutely. I think there's a lot of challenges today around not only coming up with an accurate forecast, but then actually tracing that back to the actual results against that forecast. The process and collecting, updating the forecast can also be very difficult and time consuming. And we often find that organizations are doing these in outdated tools such as Excel or other more basic applications out there today. And accuracy, of course, can also be a challenge. Understanding what truly influences your forecast beyond the data that you might have inside your organization. The Harvard Business Review had a study that indicated 85% of companies' performance is dependent on external factors.
So let's expand on that. What do you mean by the data within your organization?
Oftentimes organizations, they really only understand the data that is in their control, you know, the data that they produce themselves, that they enter their selves. But collaboration adjustments from the companies that are forecasting, assumptions are going into it, and promotional impacts and seasonality are sort of the common things that organizations do today. But what if your equipment is being utilized outdoors or requires installation outdoors? How would a particular rainy season in the summer affect your projects in the Northeast in the United States? Or more relevant to today's climate, how does the current crisis impact your organizational forecasting? We've been working with clients who manufacture everything from power tools, medical devices, and industrial HVAC systems. What you need to assess against your standard data set to adjust your forecast is almost more important these days than the data sets that you have currently. If you're selling tools into a big box store, are those stores open today? Is there curbside pickup? Are hours changing? And how do you keep up to date on the regulatory changes that impact these parameters? And how does that impact the forecast that you have out there today? So a couple of examples. We work with an industrial manufacturer and distributor of large HVAC solutions. They supply hotels, universities, hospitals, and other large commercial projects. But not only help spec hundreds of lines of products to be sold, but they also do pre-assemble of these products. And then they do the startup services on the products themselves. Looking at forecasting for them, we looked at a number of factors such as tracking the current project status that they're feeding into, adjusting dates based on delays, looking at weather patterns and how that might impact the installation times of the material, talking to the general contractors and collaborating on who's executing the project. And historically, has that contractor delivered on time? Are they typically behind on their projects? And then we look at financial factors impacting the upstream industry. So things like the COVID-19 response and other factors. All these different elements can really be utilized in conjunction with your standard forecasting to provide you much more accurate forecasts out there today. The reality is that there's a numerous external data factors that affect your forecasting. They're not always in your control. And using this data against your forecast is as important as the data that you control in predicting these areas. So status delays, weather impacts, those things that we were just talking about often have a profound impact to your downstream demand.
Great. And I'm sure our listeners will appreciate those real life examples. Can you talk a little bit how customers can get started with utilizing more data more effectively?
Yeah, I think you got to start by looking at what are the outside influences to your business? What do you know from your current data set? What can be utilized or augmented against what you utilize today? And what is correlated data versus causational data? So looking into the outside influences to evaluate that against your historical actuals, do patterns start to emerge? And a lot of times what we do is we help organizations, we'll sit down and take their historical forecasts, and then we will add these external factors onto their historical and then show what the accuracy rate is when you start to look at those external factors. The key here is that organizations believe that the term AI in forecasting or artificial intelligence is the silver bullet to solving the accuracy issues. But the reality is most organizations need to have these external data factors to ensure that the algorithm has enough information to truly and accurately forecast effectively. A number of external factors could be anything from inflation rates, exchange rates, the economy information, weather patterns, what your competition might be doing in this particular space and how closely they impact on that, and other factors that may be unique to your particular industry. Certainly, artificial intelligence, there's tons of different forecasting models out there. You may have heard of like moving average or the ARIMA models, Box, Jenkins. There's literally dozens of these different forecast types out there. And a lot of organizations today, what they do is they try to take all these individual artificial intelligence forecast types and apply that to their forecast to do their MRP planning and so forth. But the reality is that those algorithms are only as good as the data that you feed them. And if you're only looking at your internal data, then what you're not doing is you're not providing it enough information to be accurate. So you're going from that maybe 70, 80% accuracy, trying to drive towards that 90, 95% accuracy rate. Another example, we worked with a large multi-level marketing organization, and they had been using some traditional forecasting models to help with their organization. However, when you started to look at the way that they truly operated, their major demand came from after they held these national and regional different events that they had, and whatever products they were pushing at those events tend to have a big spike in terms of their demand planning out there. So by leveraging those external factors of the event times, the products that were being promoted at those events, and a couple other different factors around their marketing aspects, we were able to actually move their forecasting from about an 82% accuracy all the way up to 96% accuracy. We're starting to see, especially in the COVID-19 days, we're looking at organizations like the power tool company I mentioned earlier. They sell into Home Depots and Lowe's and all the big box stores and mom and pop hardware stores out there today. And what their challenge during COVID-19 was to say, okay, we know what we've done on planning with Home Depot for the next year. And we know these are the store orders that we have and the promotions we're going to put in place and so forth. But the reality is that we don't know what's happening with the COVID-19 data. So we helped them build a collection application that allowed them to pull in additional information about their demand, looking at, are the stores open? Are they changing the hours of the stores? Are they restricting the number of people that are allowed in those stores? You know, what is the traffic patterns that are happening currently in those stores? And is it curbside pickup and so on? And then we overlaid that data with the historical COVID-19 data from Johns Hopkins University that showed the trends of infectious cases in the different regions around the country. We were able to predict when the shutdowns and stay-at-home orders and the impacts to businesses would happen in different states. And that allowed them to get ahead of the COVID crisis and ensure that they weren't basically ramping up production and manufacturing and all these tools and distribution when they knew that there was going to be a decrease in downstream demand. Understanding the political influences, the current climate elements, as well as other external factors can really help you with that accuracy of your forecast.
Yeah, you make some great points there, Tim. How can our listeners relate data visualizations of forecast to actuals?
One of the challenges is that with forecasting, you're dealing with literally pages and pages of data. If you think of a sales forecast for a national-based organization that's selling in every state in the United States, for instance, that's a lot of data to collect. And to be able to look at that in any kind of trending analysis manner, it's very difficult to do in the most traditional ERP and forecast planning tools that are out there today, because you're looking at grids of data and information. And when you start to layer on visualization techniques, whether you're using Microsoft Power BI or whether you use Tableau or other kind of visualization tools, you'll be able to take that data and actually play with some of these external factors and see what the impacts are to the effect of your organization. That's where you can start to figure out what's truly impacting your organization. And not only that, but looking at the forecast into the future, you can get weather advice up to about a month in advance with some level of accuracy. Applying that to your forecast, if you're feeding into the construction industry, for instance, will allow you to get that visualization of maybe delays on a project or you know, the inability to execute on certain types of work if you're working outdoors or what have you. Having these great visualization techniques that we have in modern business intelligence applications and leveraging the forecasts and external data combined together in those visualization tools allows people to make those decisions more effectively. Do the what-if scenarios, do the asking of the questions and the data, interrogate it a little bit to see what might happen. If we see reduction of hours in Home Depots out there today, how will that impact the number of people that can transact in that particular store and then be able to see what that might do to a decrease in demand?
Well, thanks, Tim. We covered a lot of great information today, and thanks for taking the time to share your expertise with us. Thanks to all of our listeners for tuning in. We wish you a great rest of your day and hope you'll join us on next month's installment of Ultra's Industry Insights series.
Thank you for joining today's Industry Insights podcast from Ultra Consultants, leading independent enterprise software consultants serving the manufacturing and distribution industries. Check ultraconsultants.com/podcast to listen to this monthly series with your host, Michael Chesin.